You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I don't know if you guys can hear this in the background, but Floyd is back there practicing his trombone. So he's going to be our backup music, I guess, for the podcast. So, folks, this episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting is episode number 50, and it's Neil Brower Interview Part 1. This episode and all of our episodes are brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com to pick up your Mayberry Imes t-shirts, DVDs, CDs, all kinds of Mayberry stuff. You're going to enjoy it. Drop by and you'll be supporting the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club as you do so. I'm being distracted by the trombone music coming from the back room here at our house. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I get to hear it every day. It's great. We love it. So anyway, today we got a great little treat for you. We got probably the next three episodes, maybe. I'm not sure, two at least. We're going to be talking with Neil Brower. Neil Brower is the author of Mayberry 101. And I guess I'll introduce him here as I go into the next segment. But I want to just encourage you guys, if you haven't gotten his book, drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com, and you can pick up a copy of Neil's book. And it is a wonderful book. It's got all kinds of remembrances from the writers of The Andy Griffith Show and some of the cast as well. So it's definitely a treat for any fan of The Andy Griffith Show. And I encourage you to drop by and give it a nice read, because it's a great book. And if you'll remember when I talked about Myra Lambert is a raindrop, if you hadn't heard that episode, drop back by and hear it. That came right out of Neil's book, Mayberry 101. So let's hear what they've got to say. So here, folks, is Neil Brower. All right, folks, we got with us now Neil Brower. Neil Brower is the author of Mayberry 101, behind the scenes of classic TV. It's a Mayberry book. You guys would love it if you hadn't read it. It's got all kinds of inside stuff. So, Neil, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Alan.
And Neil and I were talking about what we're going to talk about now on the podcast. And Neil's been involved in some reunions and stuff over the years, too, helping organize some of the reunions. And one of them he was talking to me about was you did a reunion in 1990 in Charlotte.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was done on a Saturday, and we had 13 cast members that came and participated.
13, wow. Do you remember kind of who it was? Or
we had the Dillards, Maggie Peterson, Charlene, Otis Campbell, who was played by Hal Smith. Clint Howard was there. Jack Prince, who played Rafe Hollister. And Jack Dotson, this was his only appearance at any type of a fan event. He played Howard Sprague, of course. And Anita Corso, who was Helen, and Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, and George Lindsay, Goober. And I may have left someone out, but I think that was most of them. There were 13 of the cast members.
That's pretty good, just asking off the top of your head. That's great.
Howard Morris was there, too.
Howard Morris. Ernestine. Was that the first time you had met them?
I had met a few of the cast members before. The first time I ever met any of the cast members was it was done by the Andy Griffith Appreciation Society. Now, this was back in the days when there were two fan clubs.
Right.
And they had a two-day event in Winston-Salem. And Everett Greenbaum, one of the writers, was there. Anita Corso, Helen Crump, and Jack Prince, who played Rafe Hollister, were in Winston-Salem. And that's the first time I ever met any of the cast members. And then I went to a Memphis Film Festival about a year later and met Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, and Hal Smith, Otis Campbell, and also met Jim Clark the first time in person that weekend.
So how did you get involved, being able to meet him? You were just at that event.
I was at that event. I had begun teaching a class on the Andy Griffith Show at community colleges in North Carolina. And through writing for The Bullet, some of the cast members and the writers had read my articles and knew of me or knew that someone was teaching a class on The Andy Griffith Show. And when I met them, I told them that I was Neil Brower and I was the one that was teaching the class. And most of the cast members were very interested in what I was doing and very cordial and open to talking to me.
So you were already teaching the class. What year did you start teaching your, what was the name of the class?
The name of the class was The Andy Griffith Show, an In-Depth Study. I wanted that part on there because it was not a course that dealt with trivia. It was a very serious look at the show, how it was put together, the influences of North Carolina on the show. It was a 10-week, 30-hour class. And it was just a wonderful experience. We showed a lot of episodes in the class and talked about different topics. Some of them I've already mentioned, talked about the actors, spinoffs, the influence of music, how it was used, just a lot of interesting topics. And another interesting thing that I did one time in Charlotte when I taught the class, back before the videos came out through on DVDs, this was a long time ago, back in the 80s, there was a company called Premier Promotions in Charlotte that had rights to do VHS tapes. And I was on the radio station promoting my class in Charlotte, and the guy that was in charge of that company called the radio station, and he talked with me after I got off the air, and he let us use his original film copies that he made the VHS tapes off of in the class. So we actually showed the episodes on a screen with his master films. It was really, it was great. It was interesting.
So were those a 16-millimeter film?
Yeah, I think so. They were. They had the sound, and we could use
the
equipment.
So this was back in the day with just like when I was in high school, where you watched the films on the projector that were projected on the wall.
Yeah, this would have been in about probably about 86, 87.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, because
I first started doing this.
Well, I have some of those old films like that, and we have a Mayberry party sometimes at our house. You know, every once in a while. And, you know, I have the great DVDs that we've got now that are so perfect. And I'll have those playing on our TV in our living room. And I actually put some of the films playing on those old projectors in another room. And everybody went in and watched that. Nobody watched the ones on the TV. So.
Well, it's a different experience seeing on the screen. And also something I thought was very interesting, and you may have experienced this with your group, watching the show with a group of fans. Mm-hmm. When I would first do that, I think people in the class, when they watched it, it was a little different experience. And then they really warmed up to it, experiencing it with a group of fans, laughing with other people, laughing in the room with you. People that took the class just really loved that experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So you had the reunion in 1990, and you said that was in Charlotte, and that was on a Saturday. And that coincided with the very first Mayberry Days, is what you were telling me.
Yes, we had Doug Dillard was one of the performers we had in Charlotte. He came from Nashville. He had his own band back in those days, the Doug Dillard Band, and he drove. A lot of the cast members were too far away to drive, and they flew, but Doug wanted to drive. So he came a day early, and he wanted to know if I knew of any places he could play so that he could maybe play two nights and make it more profitable for himself. And through Jim Clark, we put him in touch with the Surrey Arts Council, and Doug decided he would come up a day early on Friday. Our event was on Saturday in Charlotte, and he would play a show in Mount Airy on Friday night. And from that, it grew that we'll just open it up. Tanya, who works at the Arts Council, I think, was the one that was behind this. We'll open it up and do some tours. If some people want to come in, we'll show them around the town, that type of thing, before the Friday night show. And that would have been the first Mayberry Days, which would have been in 1990, on Friday. Then the next day, we had the big event in Charlotte on Saturday night.
So Mayberry Days is, to some extent, thanks to you having your event down there in Charlotte, because that's what showed them that there was a possibility of having something like that.
Well, I think also they felt that there were a lot of people. We sold, I think, about 1,500 tickets, and a lot of our people, this event was promoted through Jim Clark's Bullet. And a lot of people came from out of state, and mm-hmm. they were going to stay in Charlotte. And it just was real profitable for Mount Airy to say, well, these folks are coming in from out of state. Let's do something for the ones that will come early. We'll invite them to come on down, and a lot of people did.
Sure. And, I mean, if you're going to go to North Carolina for Mayberry stuff, you ought to go to Mount Airy.
Yeah, you can't miss that. That's a great place.
Definitely, definitely. So. Well, hey, what do you know? There you've got it. We hear from Neil, and I think I've heard it before, that Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, kind of got started because of an event that Neil helped put on down in Charlotte. So, hey, thanks to Neil and all the folks in Mount Airy, North Carolina for Mayberry Days, and how thankful we all are, all the fans of the Andy Griffith Show, that Mayberry Days continues. This year will be the 20th anniversary. I believe we've already been talking about that, of Mayberry Days. And that's coming up this weekend as I record, and I'll be there. So be sure and say hi to Floyd if you see him. And folks, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to remind you that I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me by emailing me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can drop by our website and leave a message there at mayberry.com/podcast, or you can drop me a voicemail, which I'd love to hear from you. And the number you need to call is 888-684-8415, and I would love to hear from you. I want to thank everybody. We got two more weeks in podcast this year. We'll be at episode number 52 in 2 weeks. And I guess then in episode 53, maybe we'll talk about it being our first episode of year two of Two Chairs, No Waiting. So I want to thank everybody that listens, and I really appreciate it. And be sure and drop by next week, and we'll see you next time.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.